week's class act. It's School of the Week on Sunshine Radio.
Yeah, every single week on this show, I bring you a brand new School of the Week. I go and visit a local school, have a chat with pupils and teachers, and find out what makes their school so special. Now, this week's brand new School of the Week is Leinster Primary. And during the next few days, we're going to be hearing from the kids and finding out what they have to say about their school. First, though, it's time to meet the joint head teachers at Leinster Primary.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Rees.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Lynch.
And we're joint head teachers at Leinster Primary School and Nursery.
We are so proud of our school and want to tell you all about us.
We're a large, thriving, vibrant, inclusive school rooted in our local community, which celebrates all our pupils' diverse backgrounds and talents.
Our primary school and nursery was built in 2014 and is well designed, providing large, open, bright spaces with up-to-date modern facilities throughout, enabling children to work in a calm, relaxed atmosphere.
We're a three-form entry and have a large amount of resources and space, such as four playgrounds, a forest school area, a large library and ICT suite, a trim trail, a school garden, lots of grass areas and a mugger area for sport.
Our thoughtful, supportive staff and governors ensure our children are at the centre of everything we do. We ensure that all our children believe in themselves and their abilities, aspire to be the best they can be, and most importantly, want to learn so that they can continue on their journey to achieve their dreams and goals.
Chris Bloomer's School of the Week on Sunshine Radio. Who's this week's class act? It's School of the Week on Sunshine Radio.
Well, this week's School of the Week is Leinster Primary School. And yesterday, we heard from the joint head teachers, Mrs. Rees and Mrs. Lynch. Right now, it's time to hear from one of the children from Leinster Primary School.
Hi, my name's Isla and I'm in Year 6. I love sports. We have a large hall and a large outdoor space with a PE coach, which means we can do a range of sports and tournaments. We were supposed to go on a minibus today to do cricket, but it was rained off. I have also gone to a range of tournaments and also the girls' football team captain. We have also played at Egger Street and done many school tournaments. Even though school is fun, we do work hard. We had SATs this year, but the teachers have helped us a lot. Even though it's lots of English and maths, we still have learnt other things, for example, World War II, earthquakes and Vikings. We have had lots of extra help if needed, including booster sessions with other people. Mrs. Rees and Mrs. Lynch have taken maths and reading groups. As Year 6, we are given extra responsibilities. I am a prefect, but we also have jobs such as stairs and dinner monitors, young leaders who help children outside at playtime, and helping the office staff.
Who's this week's class act? It's School of the Week on Sunshine Radio.
Every single week on this show, I visit a different school in the area and chat to the staff and the children to find out what makes their school tick. And this week's School of the Week is Leinster Primary. And already we've heard from the joint head teachers, Mrs. Rees and Mrs. Lynch. And yesterday we heard from one of the pupils, Isla Jones. And time right now to chat to another of the kids from Leinster Primary.
Hi, I'm Mason. I'm in Year 6. We have a lot of theme days this year. Science Day, Military Day, Victorian Day, Farm Day. We also went to the Hay Festival. Here at Leinster Primary School, all children have a voice. I'm a rep at Leinster Primary, which has included being able to get a therapy dog called Mally. By the way, we have a celebrity footballer who used to go to the school and pays occasional visits, Jared Bowen. We all therefore follow West Ham. I feel like I'm much more prepared for high school because this school has helped me become the best me I can.
Chris Bloomer's School of the Week on Sunshine Radio.
At the potential always this to be a long night. Pacatari's played it through and Bowen's in. It's up for grabs now. Ooh. He's done it.
Who's this week's class act? It's School of the Week on Sunshine Radio.
Yes, every single week on this show, I get to visit a local school and chat to the children and the staff there to find out what makes their school tick. And this week's school has been Leinster Primary. And already we've heard from the joint head teachers, Mrs. Rees and Mrs. Lynch. Also in the last couple of days, we've heard from a couple of pupils, Isla Jones and Mason Pugh. And time right now to hear from another of the children from Leinster Primary.
Hi, my name is Alfie and I'm now in Year 6 and leaving the school soon. I've had the best time at Leinster Primary School and the teachers have all been amazing. Staff provide lots of things to make learning fun. For example, reception have got caterpillars in their class. They also had tadpoles. Year 3 have chicks at the moment too. We go on lots of day trips. Teachers also arrange for activities to happen in school. We also love our Christmas panto and even had a live reindeer visit. We have a residential trip in Year 6, which happened last week. It was so much fun. We did indoor and proper caving, climbing up a cliff, which was scary, and abseiling. I just wanted to say when I found things a little difficult, I had emotional literary support and intervention that helped me.
Chris Bloomer's School of the Week on Sunshine Radio. Who's this week's class act? It's School of the Week on Sunshine Radio.
Well, this week's School of the Week have been Leinster Primary. And already we've heard from the joint head teachers, Mrs. Rees and Mrs. Lynch. Also the pupils, Isla Jones, Mason Pugh, and yesterday Alfie McGowan. And time right now to hear from another couple of the children from Leinster Primary.
Hi, I'm Evie, and I've been Year 6, and I've loved my time here. We've had lots of things that make learning fun, such as people have been invited to talk about their jobs, police, firefighters, ambulance, staff. Some pupils, such as me, have been lucky enough to go horse riding over the year. I go and I love it. I mainly ride on Blue. We have been lucky enough to have a fully working kitchen this year with our own chefs. They cook delicious, fresh, homemade food. Our favourites are all-day breakfast, roast dinner, and fish and chip day is very popular. My personal favourite is their all-day breakfast.
Hi, I'm Agnes and I came to the school last year. They helped me settle in and make new friends. And I've enjoyed the forest school. We have made dance, cooked marshmallows, popcorns and muddy faces.
Chris Bloomer's School of the Week on Sunshine Radio.